Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Attic by Wick, where we're going to talk about perspectives, news, reviews, and everything of that nature. I'm your host, Eric Wichuk-Sono, and I'm joined today by another one of my best friends, Nina.
Hello, everybody.
And I'll start this off again with a trigger warning, because we're going to talk about mental health and traumas and things like that. And yeah, but the main topic is more of coping mechanisms, because God knows we have a lot.
We need to cope.
We do need to cope. I don't know what that means, but we do need to cope. I'm going to start with, how are you doing today?
Today?
Like, how was your day?
My day was quite lovely. Yeah, I had a nice walk. It was a sunny day in Amsterdam for the one time.
Quite rare, usually.
Quite rare. So that was good. And then I came here. And now I'm making a podcast. So that's pretty fun.
Your first time. How are you feeling? Like, nervous?
I'm excited. Feeling a little nervous.
Okay.
I don't want to say anything dumb.
It's okay. Like, I can edit it out later.
Okay, cool.
We do
low stakes. Shit. Low stakes.
Low stakes. And so before we go any further, you can listen to us on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, YouTube, actually.
Follow Twitter. You can get the memes popping.
I'm thinking about making it a meme page.
Yeah, you should.
I should.
You should, like, try and do memes based on the topic of the episode.
I did tweet about it, like, asking if I should make the account an OnlyFans account. So I get I get people following first. And then, like, hey, sorry to disappoint you guys, but
this is just my podcast.
Yeah, you can send me questions, feedbacks, topic suggestions.
Memes,
please. Or just say hi to me. Let's go into our first talking point. What is a coping mechanism? And give me, like, some examples of a normal one.
So I think a general definition for a coping mechanism is anything that people do to alleviate negative feelings that are a part of their lives. And that can be, like, stress from work or school, or it can be maybe mental illness or anxiety or depression, or obviously right now we're all coping with the pandemic. Some, like, normal examples are going to the gym.
Before we go any further, though, you're not a psychologist.
I'm not a psychologist.
We just have experience.
I have struggled with depression since I was, like, 12.
Damn, you're going to open up like that?
Yeah.
Damn. No, girl, more power to you, yes.
So I think in the short years of my life, I've developed some coping mechanisms, and obviously I've had some bad ones.
If my and or our therapist are listening to this, hello.
We're doing good.
Hi, Dr. Love.
Hi, Lois. By the way, you guys, if you think you need therapy, totally try and get that.
Okay, not the topic, but I do want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, quick, yes, we should advocate for therapy,
yes.
But we should also advocate for affordable therapy.
Yes, 100%.
God damn, it's so expensive.
And
here,
we all fucking need it.
Everyone needs, especially now.
Yeah, it should be something that is way more accessible to people.
Going back to, what are some coping mechanisms that you've seen or you've developed yourself that are, let's start with not wild ones first.
Okay. Like, I feel like, a good one is writing in your journal about your feelings, sort of vent, whatever you like to do. What else?
Buying plants,
being a plant mom.
What else?
Cleaning. Some people clean.
Yes.
Yeah, like, it's not one of mine, but I've heard that people clean to cope.
So I did an Instagram thing asking people what theirs are.
Yeah.
And I asked them, like, hey, can I, like, use it on this?
Yeah.
I got consent. But yeah, cleaning's most of the people. Like, oh, yeah, I clean, like, my apartment. I clean, like, my bedroom as a coping mechanism, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, people say if your environment is neat and organized and not stressful, you'll be less stressed.
Did you get that off a pamphlet?
My mom says that. She's always, like, saying, if you clean your room, you'll feel better.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
I make my bed every day.
I've been trying to make my bed.
Just so my cat can, like, sleep on it.
Mine, so I don't get back into bed. If it's made.
That's actually a good reason.
What else? People exercise?
People exercise. I got that a lot as well. I do that.
Yeah. I used to do yoga, which is really nice.
Thrifting.
Shopping in general, retail therapy.
Naps. Not healthy.
But I think, yeah, not sleeping is like one of those things that can be unhealthy if you're just sleeping all the time.
A good way to escape reality. I fucking love that.
Yeah, just sleep it off. But yeah, you don't want to sleep. You can't sleep away your problems.
Someone said dressing up.
Dressing up
nicely. Like,
I feel like when I, especially like with Zoom school, I feel like
Zoom University,
I feel better in my classes if I like look nice, like maybe put on like a little bit of makeup, because yeah, then you like feel nice and you look nice, and then like I'm more inclined to speak if I'm not like, okay, if I talk everyone's gonna like see that I just woke up,
and then you just boost your ego.
Can do the dramatic like mask reveal when you walk outside.
Okay, glad I'm not the only one that does that. Okay, what else is a normal good one?
Hanging out with like your pets.
Hang out with your pets.
If your pets like to cuddle, that's like really nice.
With your best friends as well.
Yeah, if you're like, yeah, cuddles, physical affection can be good.
Watching something.
Watching stuff.
I guess we can segue to the second topic.
Our coping mechanisms, like, our favorite ones, and some of our friends, sort of like weird ones that are borderline, maybe not so healthy.
Funny though.
Okay, mine is watching Gossip Girl. Anyone that knows me knows that like I watch Gossip Girl religiously. I started watching it when I was in sixth grade, so I was 11, and I'm 20 now, and I've probably watched like the whole show, over 20 times or something.
She's not joking.
But it truly is like the one thing that will comfort me in any situation is like watching Gossip Girl, because I can get totally immersed in the show and forget about like my own shit that's going on. It's so good, so scandalous, and it's so nice. Like, I love watching it.
Yeah,
comfort show.
Yeah, like I was confronted by that. I was like, okay, makes sense.
Because it's like something that you, especially if it's something you watch all the time, you know what's gonna happen. Like, it's like not like normal life where you don't know what's going on. And the show, you like know what's gonna happen.
So you have full control. Yeah, and that's nice.
Yeah, it's your comfort show.
My comfort show would be It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's a good one.
It's so funny. Yeah. It's my Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Which I also oddly watch Gossip Girl multiple times.
Yes.
But yeah, if you don't know what It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is, please watch it.
It's really good.
The humor is not for everyone, I have to say.
It's not.
It can be offensive, but it's so, so, so funny.
Yeah. It's very good. Highly recommend.
I'm going to dedicate an episode on Sunny with Pan, I think.
Oh my god, that'd be so good.
Deadass. Yeah, we mentioned cleaning earlier.
Yeah.
That's one of mine, but when I'm cleaning, usually I would dissociate from my surrounding, like from my body.
Mm-hmm.
Because BPD. And I would just, clean the whole apartment, have something on the TV just for white noise.
Yeah, because you watch a lot of random shit for like background noise.
Yeah, it's comforting.
Yeah.
I can't listen to music.
When I came here, he was watching like a random video about
Smuckers,
the evolution of Smuckers.
Bro, it's like, it's a good video. It's a good video behind the company Smuckers. Some random shit like that, just as background, just so I feel like there's other people in the room.
Yeah.
Instead of melody.
Yeah. I mean, I guess one for me is like, and this is like a bad one because it means I'm on my phone a lot, but like even watching TikToks, because they're super short. It's like a constant source of like media I can consume, and so I don't have to like have a thought in my head.
Do you have ADHD?
Debatable. I feel like I may have like self-induced ADHD from stuff.
Ask your therapist.
My therapist is going to be like, you know that you've like given yourself ADHD from like smoking weed and stuff, right?
That's also another thing.
Yeah, so smoking weed is a coping mechanism.
Not weird, but...
But not something like your therapist would advise you to do.
Yeah, not supported in every country.
Yeah.
We're lucky we're here, honestly.
Yeah, and I think it also isn't something that's the right thing for everybody.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's not for everybody. Also, these...
We're not recommending these.
We're not recommending any of these. These are just ours.
We are also not...
We will recommend good ones at the end.
Yes, yeah.
But these one that we're going to discuss.
We're like, just regular people trying to cope.
Yeah.
Not any experts.
What else? Partying before everything closed up?
I feel like before Corona, I don't know, because before Corona, a big way I would like de-stress after studying all week was like to have a long, crazy night out partying. Even if you're just going out with your friends, like, I don't know, getting to talk to people, getting to dance in a club where it's dark and sort of just like let go.
Dancing, dude, dancing. I miss dancing.
That's so cathartic.
Yes, like, it is. Someone told me fanfic.
Fanfic. When I was young, I used to read like tons of fanfic.
See, knowing this person, I don't know if it's reading fanfic or like writing fanfic. Mm.
I mean, you like writing fanfic, it's like kind of the same as you having a podcast. Like,
yeah.
Some sort of creative outlet.
I deadass started this just because I had exams and I was like, no, I don't. This has been my coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Just making episodes, writing, like, because, okay, I study engineering.
Yes.
Right? Where mm-hmm. I don't have to use my math brain at all. I just have to type, be creative, like, maybe some sound editing, which I enjoy. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of nice. That's giving my brain a break from all the schoolwork that I have to do.
Yeah.
Which...
that's like a way to cope.
It is a good way to cope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, what else do you have?
Not one of mine, but a really weird one is a close friend of ours who, she especially does it in the morning. If she wakes up anxious, she used to wake up really early and be anxious and wouldn't be able to fall back asleep. So she goes to the bathroom, runs the shower, and makes like a little bed on the floor with a towel, like a little towel pillow, and will lie on the bathroom floor with the shower running and sometimes even fall asleep there. Obviously, can't recommend this one because not good for the environment.
Waste of water. But...
wastewater, but, you know, whatever. Oops, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I think she's been doing it since she was a little kid. So it's like, yeah, super comforting because you have those childhood memories.
Michaela told me that hers was feeding other people.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people sort of cope by, like, caring for others. Like, my grandma, when my grandpa died, it was, like, a couple months after I was born. And she, like, asked my parents, can Nina come stay with me? And I like went and lived with her for like 3 months after I was born. She just took care of me.
That's cute.
One of her coping mechanisms, I think, is cooking as well. Like cooking for the family. Like,
oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. You like to cook. Yeah.
To cook for people. This one on Reddit that I saw.
Choke time.
He said, me and my friends refer to our sickle cell crisis as going sicko mode.
I feel like joking about shit, we joke a lot about just probably to the people who don't know us are like, that's fucked up, like why are you saying stuff like that?
Yeah, okay, I appreciate when people like when I say those things to people and people like, oh, don't say that because like, yeah, you care about me, but like also
I can say what I want.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like this is why I'm still here all this time.
Yeah, exactly, like, if you don't joke about it then it's like some of the shit is actually just like really depressing.
It is so.
Like like it's yeah, you have to make a joke out of it.
Oh my god,
humor as a coping mechanism. Yeah,
okay, but that's one of the things that my therapist has been like, Eric, that's not healthy.
Well, I honestly think the more I joke about it, the more I'm gonna openly talk about it.
That is
otherwise
true.
I'm not gonna talk about it because it's not funny and I'm just gonna like
be
repress
sad
when, it,
yeah,
keep it up inside. But I think a good coping mechanism definitely is talking to people about how you feel.
That's how I express my emotion.
Yeah,
yeah. Someone said matching with people on Tinder to boost their ego, that's a good coping mechanism.
I think, yeah, the ego boosting ones, but I think with everything you don't want to like hurt people along the way.
Oh no, yeah, don't. I'm not,
I like to like, nah, I'm not even gonna say it. Yeah. I feel like just attention, I need like a lot of attention seeking behaviors are coping mechanisms.
Oh yeah, it is. Trying to fix other people's problem.
Yeah, that's a really bad one.
That's a very, very
bad one.
That
never works to help fix your own problems, guys. Don't do that one.
Because you're just going to keep wanting to fix other people.
And then you, like, internalize people's shit, and in the end, you have double the shit to cope with.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, yeah.
One of my friends said she reads and watches O.J. Simpson's documentaries.
Oh, yeah, we were talking a bit about, like, true crime stuff. I like stuff like that.
Elaborate.
I don't know, I feel like as a society, we've become kind of obsessed with crime and, like, violence. Like I was saying earlier, I like to listen to the Crime Junkie podcast. My mom loves crime shows, like the O.J. Simpson trial. Like, everyone was obsessed with that. Still now, 20 years later. I guess it's, like, not fun, fun's the wrong word, but it's a good way to escape your own problems by hearing people who have it like way more fucked up than you. Right? It's nice to like see other people having a worse time than you are. But it's on TV, so it's not like...
Going back to the humor one, have you gone on Reddit on subreddit BPD memes?
No.
It's so funny.
Can I send me the link? The BPD memes just make me think that I have borderline personality disorder.
Funny. It's so funny.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Please. It's like I felt...
But sometimes like in terms of like dark memes, sometimes I'll laugh at something and I'll be like, this is fucked up and shouldn't be on the internet. Like, not allowed.
Things like that, this subreddit, do give people like a sense of, hey, I'm not by myself thinking like this, you know? Like that's a nice thing about it.
This is like, I feel like people are gonna hate me for saying this, but that's why I love TikTok, because honestly, and I know whatever, TikTok sucks, blah 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 blah, but on TikTok, especially because their algorithm is so fucking on point, the content they give me really makes me feel like, okay, I'm not crazy. Like, 100,000 other people are dealing with the exact same shit as me. I'm not a psycho. We're just all
weird.
Weird. Yeah. But it's not bad. Like, you know, we're all dealing with it.
And I feel like that normalizes being weird, being more of yourself. And like, that makes people more comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
Just don't be like mad weird, though.
Don't be
like bad weird. Yeah.
Be like, you know?
Like, cool. Nice to hang out weird. Not like... I have some that I actually just remembered.
Okay. Do tell.
I'm starting to pace around my apartment a lot.
You sound like my dad. My dad does that. He just paces and paces. I've been going on walks.
No,
you should go on walks rather than pacing around your apartment.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, but like you need to get out.
I do. I go to work.
Yeah, you go to work. I don't do anything, so I need to take walks.
The essential worker type beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's cold outside.
Yeah, it is.
Windy as fuck.
I'm gonna have to walk home.
Tram.
I don't have my wallet. I don't want to take the fucking tram.
I guess you can say listening to podcasts, like you guys talk, listening to us talking about coping mechanisms, is a coping mechanism. Maybe,
you know what I listen to, actually? It's this podcast called Sleep Whispers, before, when I'm like anxious and I can't fall asleep but I don't want to like watch something, which is rare, but sometimes I listen to this podcast called Sleep Whispers.
Yeah.
And it's like this lady saying a story, whispering. And it's like so good because it's like someone's just like whispering, telling you a story in your
ASMR
ear.
ASMR type beat?
Yeah, ASMR type beat. So yeah, would recommend that.
My latest one is asking people on Instagram if Disney should make a live action Mickey Mouse movie.
No. No.
I'm a huge advocate for that. Okay, can you think about it for a second?
Yeah, I've thought about it and I wish I hadn't, honestly.
He'll be like human kid size.
That's so weird.
He'll
still
have skin, but like mouse head.
What about gross? Okay, new topic. Eric's a sicko, by the way.
So let's talk about good ones. Let's talk about a good coping mechanism.
Okay.
Like meditation.
Things your therapist would approve of.
Yes. This is what we actually recommend.
Meditation. My therapist taught me how to meditate when she taught me like guided meditation. And meditation, I think, is really good.
I don't have the patience for meditation.
It's so much effort to meditate because you really have to like focus on like being mindful, I guess. It's not easy. It takes a lot of time and like energy.
Also, it annoys me because... I went to see a psychologist in Indonesia for the first time, and I was like, yeah, I was diagnosed with ADHD and blah, blah, blah. And her first thing was like, meditate.
You should meditate.
And that just ticks me off. I can't even sit like in one place.
Yeah.
Writing in a journal
is really good.
Healthy.
Exercise is a good one. Eating healthy, maintaining a good sleep schedule, like makes
eating
you feel
clean.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biking around.
Yeah.
If you're in Amsterdam. Bike around.
If you can see your friends, hanging out with your friends, I think it's like also a really big comfort for me. I don't like to be alone. I mean, I do like to be alone, but like I prefer to just be with a friend.
Safely. Hang out safely.
Yeah. Me and Eric hang out and we don't even talk.
Yeah, we don't. This is why it's kind of hard for us to actually have a conversation right now, because we communicate, but like
we send each other memes.
Yeah, we just send each other memes and watch Gossip Girl together.
Yeah. But it's nice to be in someone's like presence, even if you don't talk.
I started this last episode before I close the podcast. I'll ask my guests this question. I think you'd probably know this question as well. Yeah, because you don't listen to my podcast. You don't know. JK. So you have a rice dish, right? What would you use? A spoon or a fork?
A fork.
Okay.
A fork! Do people say spoon?
Don't scream.
Sorry. A fork. Oh my god. We could make a whole podcast about...
Do you want to?
Spoon versus fork?
Yes.
Yes.
Because this has been a big thing.
Like, okay, I have some very strong feelings about
it. I have strong feelings about
it. Okay, okay. Well, what's your answer?
I'm not going to tell you yet.
Okay, okay. Tune in next time for spoon versus fork.
Like, deadass, this has been a big...
Okay,
It irks me when someone does not use the right silverware to eat rice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
so at least now I know your answer.
Okay. I feel like yours is different to mine. But we won't get into that.
We won't get into that. Okay, then. This has been another episode.
This has been another episode of the Attic by Wick podcast, brought to you by your host, Eric Wicheksono, and his lovely guest, Nina.
Wow. Well, yeah, she just did that for me. Remember, guys, you can listen to us on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, even YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Plugged in.
Plugged in. And the socials as well, at the Attic by Wick. Hit me up as well, but follow the socials. Yeah, I've been your host, Eric Wicheksono, and for my guests, Nina. See y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.